Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Went to Kansas, he's going to come with us.
So, hi Tim. Hi.
My name's Tim Lloyd. I'm one of the regional coordinators for Rural Riders here in New Plymouth. There's 11 or 12 regional groups now. So it started off in 2019, 2020, and then basically it's grown, it was about 4 or 5 last year, and then there's about 11 or 12 this year. Basically, this is all funded by sponsorships from some awesome companies that back us up. Balance Agri-Nutrients, FILGEA, Rabobank, Torpedo 7, and the Rural Support Trust. So they all pitch in to enable this to happen across the country.
Had a good ride?
Yeah, no, it was good. Yep, no, I enjoyed it. Yeah.
So do you come out every week?
Yep, yeah, I come out every week, every Thursday night. It's good. Meet up with the same blokes pretty much, and yeah, no, it's good. I'm a dairy farmer. I milk about 350 cows, and it's just a good night out, really. Yeah.
Have you just got into riding through this? Or?
Pretty much, yeah. I ride with the kids, with my family, and then this is sort of a night of my own to talk to a few other different people and a few other different farmers, and yeah, share the stories of what you do during the day. Yeah, no, it is good. It is good. Yeah.
Does it sort of relieve a bit of the pressure?
Yeah, I suppose it shares, as they say, the problem halved is a problem, I mean, a problem, whatever it is, that saying, I can't remember the saying now. But yeah, that is good, yeah. Yeah.
Because your job is quite physical in the shed anyway, isn't it?
Yeah,
so it's not
it
like you need the exercise.
Well, I think it does you good, actually, because dairy farming is not as physical as it used to be. You know, you sit in the tractor and you walk up and down the pit in the cow shed, but you don't break into a sweat digging post holes like you used to, or drive the tractor and bang them in now. So I think it does me good, actually, coming out for a ride and keeping a bit of fitness. Yeah.
So it's the beers afterwards.
Yeah.
Light refreshments.
Yeah.
And you? Can I have a word with you?
Yeah, you better talk to Greg.
Greg. I'll put you straight on what Neil said. Greg Sampson, I'm with FIL.
What's FIL?
FIL, we're a dairy hygiene animal health specialist, so we deal with shed chemicals, your detergents, and then teat sprays and things like that for mastitis prevention.
So have you been riding before this, or have you just got into it with Rural Riders?
I always have had a mountain bike, but never really done much of it. And now I've got an e-bike, which makes mountain biking way more fun. So yeah, nice. It's a good excuse to catch up with the farmers out in the hills. Have a bit of fun.
Yep. Make a few contacts.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it turns out I know pretty much most of them anyway. But yeah, it's just having a bit of off-farm fun, giving each other a bit of stick.
You need a bit of off-farm fun.
You do.
Does it get a bit serious out there?
It can do. Yes, it definitely can do on farm. But it just lightens it up. Like Neil was saying, a problem shared is a problem halved.
That's the one.
Yeah.
What have you guys been yarning about today?
Nothing to do with farming, really. Oh, no, you were talking about the strength of nitrogen and
That's
urea.
Right, we're talking about urea.
With the Balance boys, but yeah. But normally it's just, yeah, talking smack, really.
Do you pick up a few tips as well about what everyone else is doing?
Yeah, probably.
Can do it at different times, like through calving.
What not to do.
Although we're not doing this through calving. But you talk about it in retrospect.
Because it hasn't been a great season, dairy-wise, has it? I mean, with the lack of rain?
It has been for us. We've been all right up here. Like, I think South Taranaki and Open Eki have struggled, haven't they? But I think North Taranaki, we've been pretty good this year.
Yeah, it has been good. Challenging, though. Wet ground, moist, damp, good for bacterial growth. Mastitis has been a problem. Lameness has been more of a problem. But so, yeah, different seasons, different years, different issues.
When did you get into this, Rural Riders?
I did one ride last year, but didn't have a bike. I used my daughter's bike and then broke it. And so I've just bought myself a cheaper bike just to get in and get out and do it.
Is it quite hard to get off farm?
It's not, but if you don't have an appointment, then you won't get off farm. So because we have to be here at 6 o'clock, you have to get your jobs done to try and get here. It is a struggle, well, for me, but yeah.
Is it worth it?
Oh yeah, very much so. Yeah, once you're away, it's a bit of exercise and a beer and yeah.
So what else do you get out of it?
Learn how to ride my bike properly. you mean as in mental? Yeah. I'm okay with that sort of thing. I don't know. Working by myself seem to be okay. Yeah, this is just a form of exercise and talk to different people, I suppose, because all our friends are dairy farmers, so you always talk the same thing. So, yeah, we might have been talking urea, but it was what else you can get out of the urea and the nitrogen. And so, yeah.
So, yeah, it's been probably a good 20-odd years since I've been on a bike. So it's the first time doing it this year.
Is it difficult for you to get off the farm?
Yeah, it can be. You know, you just get stuck in your own little rut and just keep going. And so it's good to get out and socialise. And, you know, brother-in-law actually made me come along. It gives you something to look forward to. Otherwise, you're just looking at the same walls 24/7. So
get out into the bush.
Get out and, yeah, just talk shit. Yeah, and you just give each other heaps, and yeah, it's great fun. You're getting out, you're getting physical, and so you're not thinking about anything else. Once you're in the trees and going around, you're thinking about what's happening, not what's happened on farm, not what's happening at home or nothing like that. You can't. If you do, you're going to fall off and into the trees or something like that. So yeah, it's good for you to have a breakaway. And when you're on farm, you just focus on what's happening around you, and you know, you it's a daily slog. Get your normal stuff done and go home, put your feet up and go back and do it again. So as I said, you know, or someone else said, yeah, it gives us something to look forward to.
I met a guy today who has not missed a milking in 20 years.
Yep.
There'd be people out there like that.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I know guys that have gone 40-odd years, you know, 50 years, not had a break.
What do you do?
Operations managers for the American Foulbrood Pest Management Plan, so biosecurity for honeybees. Yeah. So, I mean, I've beekept for 30 years and then I stepped into running the biosecurity side of things. So, yeah, but this is great because this is sort of my escape from the office once a week. But, yeah. And these guys are real good, so, yeah.
Do you miss being in the sector, being more in an office these days?
Office is good, but I get out when I can. And, you know, I've done a bit of farming, so relate with these guys pretty quickly. And half of them have had bees on their farm as well. So, so there's sort of two relationships there in terms of our rural outlook. But most of what we talk about is not the farm and not the bees.
What do you talk about?
Oh, you know, we sort of just talk about how our week's going and what we're doing at work, but more, you know, where we've been in life and what we're sort of heading to and what's it like raising a bunch of kids, or, you know, what are your kids into versus mine, and, you know, it's sort of maybe things we wouldn't talk about, you know, on a day-to-day basis on the farm or on, in my case, in the office. So, yeah, it's really good to... I don't know, I smile a lot here. Not saying I don't smile at home, but, you know, you definitely look forward to every Thursday night and going on the ride and, just sharing it with like-minded people, really. But, yeah.
Are there few people who might have some problems that this can really help with?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Like, sometimes, you know, once the smaller group, different groups will talk about different things. And, you know, there's been a week where we talked about sort of the hardship of some of the things that people were going through and helped each other out on that. And I don't think that everyone gets that output or that comfortable space to say that, especially working on a farm. You know, you're usually on the farm all day with your worker and you maybe don't want to open up to them as much as you do some random person that you go riding with once a week. So, yeah, it's been good mental health-wise. And I definitely do. I find it great to come out here and, you know, some of the things you talk about are great and some of the things you talk about aren't so. And but everyone can relate to, everyone sort of has something to relate back to that, so you don't feel alone, which is sort of really that mental health thing. I wouldn't be riding if there wasn't a group of people to ride with. I really enjoy riding, but the social aspect is what gets me out here every Thursday.
Rode back down and left.
Dwayne Hill. You also heard from Neil Ryan, Greg Sampson, Brendan Cairns, Stephen Hancock, and the New Plymouth Rural Riders Group Coordinator, Tim Lloyd. There are several rural riders groups around the country. They're winding up now for the season, but in the summer months, they head out once a week or every fortnight.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.